8:39, you're listening to Morning Ireland. We haven't forgotten sport. No, not sports news, but sporting memories. We'll get to that a little bit later on. But first, supermarkets are high-risk sites of infection for the coronavirus. That's according to the Irish Global Health Network, an independent group of health workers, which has published guidelines for shoppers to help reduce the incidence of the highly infectious disease. Cian McCormack joins us to tell us more. Cian, tell us about the guidelines.
Well, Gavin, they're in a booklet called A Quick Guide to Safe Shopping During COVID-19 Pandemic. The Irish Global Health Network says it published the guide because some supermarkets are disregarding hygiene standards. Here's environmental health specialist Niall Roach, who's a board member of the Irish Global Health Network and an adjunct assistant professor at the Centre for Global Health at Trinity College in Dublin.
Before you go shopping, wash your hands.
And of course, deciding which hand to use.
Yes, I think practically for me, I'm a person who tends to touch my nose and mouth, and I'm always itching my nose. So trying to use your non-dominant hand to pick the goods up with and put it into your shopping basket or your trolley, or even if your own shopping bags yourselves, to avoid yourself having to touch a trolley or a basket.
But you also have after shopping guidelines. What are they?
Yeah, well, the first thing about after shopping, the first most important thing is that you wash your hands immediately after you return home. When you're bringing your shopping inside your own household, clear a designated area for your shopping, disinfect that area, wipe it down, and then stack your goods there in your shelves. And then after you've done your stacking, you can wash your hands again.
Would you clean off the surfaces of the individual items?
You may possibly want to do that. My understanding is that the risk is very low. If, for example, you're maybe buying packaged products like carrots in a bag, you may want to take the carrots out of the bag, not touching the carrots or not touching the outer covers of a yogurt packet, for example. Put them in your bin, wash your hands, and then that you know that the products that you have not been handled or touched. But you may use an antiseptic on some packaging that you're going to have to be touching. But it's not, as I said, the risk is still regarded as low.
The risk is still regarded as low. That's Niall Roach. That booklet, Cian, A Quick Guide to Safe Shopping During the COVID-19 Pandemic, can be downloaded at globalhealth.ie. What are retailers saying?
The industry says retailers have made enormous efforts to make shopping safer. Here's Arnold Dillon, Director of Retail Ireland.
Over recent weeks, Irish retailers have made enormous efforts to ensure the safety of their customers and of their staff. Social distancing measures are being enforced across the sector, with limits on how many people are entering a store, but also a whole range of new signs and floor markings to encourage customers to keep the 2 meter distancing. At checkouts, stores have installed Perspex screens, and retailers have increased the frequency of their cleaning of the stores, of trolleys, baskets, and also of chip and pin terminals. And retailers are continuing to follow the advice of the Food Safety Authority of Ireland, who have advised that there is no evidence to date of COVID transmission through food.
No evidence to date of transmission through food. Arnold Dillon there. Cian, the Irish Global Network said in the statement yesterday that COVID-19 can live on hard surfaces like plastic and stainless steel for up to 72 hours and can live on cardboard for up to 24 hours. Is that correct?
Well, there's increasing research in this area, Gavin. Dylan H. Morris, who's a PhD candidate in ecology and evolutionary biology at Princeton University in the US, has investigated how long COVID-19 can live on different surfaces. That research shows the virus is detectable for up to 24 hours on cardboard and up to 2 to 3 days on plastic and stainless steel. His work was recently published in the New England Journal of Science. I talked to him last night.
We experimentally contaminated surfaces in a safe lab environment. The big takeaway from our study is that on things like steel and plastic, the virus has a half-life of 6 to 8 hours, which means that if you put some virus there, 6 to 8 hours later, half of it will be gone. After another 6 to 8 hours, half of that will be gone. So a quarter of what was initially there will be left. After another 6 to 8 hours, you'll have an eighth of what was initially there. And it's going to keep halving like that over time. So as you can see, whatever the initial risk was is going to get lower and lower every few hours. But that said, while 6 to 8 hours, fortunately, it's not days. It's equally, it's not minutes. So you come by a steel surface maybe a couple hours after someone contaminated it with quite a lot of virus, there might be some risk there. And that's why it's very important, for example, that public surfaces like handrails and subway poles be regularly cleaned.
What about cardboards? There would be a lot of cardboard if someone is doing their shopping.
So with cardboard, that was another surface we looked at. We see a shorter half-life than steel and plastic, sort of a half-life more around 3 to 4 hours, which is still a little bit long enough to be a little scary, but unless you're a postal worker sneezed on the package right before they delivered it, I wouldn't be terrified.
Well, earlier we heard about new shopping guidelines and cleaning items coming into our homes. I asked Dylan H. Morris if this is all necessary.
I would encourage people to do whatever makes them feel most comfortable. Certainly anything that's going to get cooked. If you cook something, the virus is going to struggle to do well.
And what about the packaging?
It's a question of risk reduction. None of us, I think, can eliminate all the risk in our lives. But, you know, in particular, if you've been out in public and you wash your hands, or if you've unwrapped something that was recently touched by someone else and thrown it away and then wash your hands again, yeah, it'll reduce risk a bit. Never reduces it to zero, but equally, it's not going to be as high as if you didn't do that.
That's Dylan H. Morris, who's a PhD candidate in ecology and evolutionary biology at Princeton University in the US there, ending that report by Keane McCormack.